Welcome to episode 73 of the Get Well With Me podcast. I am your host, Adrienne, and together we explore the healing powers of our unconscious minds while leaning in towards a healthier lifestyle. And our philosophy here is excellence, not perfection. I have something so special for you today. It is a mini hypnosis. That's right, a mini hypnosis. So this is a short experience that will allow me to plant seeds of endless possibility into the garden of your mind. So normally we will say the words, what if, right? What if this happens? What if that happens? And normally we call that worrying. That's not what we're going to use those hypnotic words for today. We're going to use those words to plant seeds of possibility. And I find that when my mind is attuned to an ideal experience, when my mind is attuned to what I really want, when my mind is looking out for a miracle, something wonderful to happen, that those things happen all the time. And I want you to experience that with me. So let's go ahead and get hypnotized. If you're driving or doing anything that requires your full attention, I would say, please come back to this for your safety. So go ahead and take your hands or one of them and just place them on your chest. And this is an anchor for me, and it can be an anchor for you. The moment that my hand makes contact with my chest, and I just notice that sensation of my heart beating, of my lungs breathing, of being alive. It's wonderful. As you breathe in through your nose, just notice that every inhale is cool and refreshing, and your exhale is warm and relaxing. And just continue to breathe at your own pace, noticing your breath until your mind and your heart are vibrating as one. If you haven't already, close your eyes. Allow your eyelids to feel heavy and to begin to flicker, and allow them to just rest and close just for a little while. And as you do, place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Feel that sensation. And notice that when your tongue is on the roof of your mouth, that your jaw automatically relaxes. There's a little space, a little bit of letting go. And allow that relaxation to flow all through your whole body. And allow my words to go with you into the garden of your mind. It's time to use your imagination. What if today you have the best day ever? What if you went through every situation feeling confident? What if you stood tall and walked with confidence in your stride? What if you unleashed the potential that is inside of you and tapped into every resource that's available to you? What if you find yourself noticing one thing after another that you're grateful for? What if every traffic light turns green for you at just the right moment? What if you went through your day accomplishing all of your tasks and time passed by smoothly? What if your work felt easier than usual today? What if your body remembered and implemented the blueprint that it already has for youthfulness and vitality? What if you remembered your favorite healthy food and found yourself craving it? Isn't it wonderful? What if you remembered your favorite way to exercise and move your body? And what if you couldn't resist making that happen? What if you make a new and meaningful connection today? What if you turn the volume up on everything that is good in your life? What if it was easy to communicate and influence and persuade? What if you receive a pleasant surprise today? What if you give a pleasant surprise today? What if aches and pains dissolve into delight and comfort, even bliss? That's right. What if you catch your reflection in the mirror today and you give yourself a nod of acknowledgement, or perhaps a smile, or maybe even a high five? Doesn't it feel good to give yourself a little credit where credit is due? What if you lay your head on your pillow tonight and sleep comes so easily? And what if you dream of endless positive possibilities? And what if you remember the dreams that are most helpful and meaningful for you? What if you awaken in the morning with more clarity and energy than you've had for the longest time? What if you notice a beautiful flower today? And what if you recognize that same beauty inside of you? And what if you continue to use your mind to imagine healthy, positive, peaceful, happy outcomes for yourself? And what if you use your mind to imagine healthy and positive outcomes for others? I'm going to say "what if" one more time. And you can allow your unconscious mind to show you a picture or a symbol or present some words that are going to be helpful and healing and creative for you. And then I'm going to be quiet for just a moment and allow you to bring that beautiful idea into your heart. So, what if? That's right. What if? We're going to come back in just a moment, not now, but just a moment. I'm going to count us up from 1 to 5. And with every number feeling better and better. Number 1, feeling good. noticing your eyelids beginning to flicker. Number two, feeling a little bit of tension, healthy tension, return to your muscles. Number three, like splashing cold water on your face. Number four, like a clean, cool shower. And number five, feeling refreshed and hopeful. Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for allowing my voice to take you on that journey. Thank you for learning this self-hypnosis technique. It's one that you can use all the time. Simply wake up in the morning and say, what if something good happens today? And then look for that to happen. What if a miracle happens today? And look for that miracle. Expect the best, because it truly does matter where we focus our attention. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility to turn the volume down on the world, to turn the volume down on everything that we cannot control, and to seek beauty and creativity and love and positivity and set our minds on those higher things. Truly, where we set our mind, that's really where we live. We might say it's in this house or apartment or this state or that part of the world, but we live in our own mind and we can make it a beautiful place. Your mind is a garden, and what's growing in your garden, it's been planted there. Sometimes it's weeds that have kind of blown and found their way into your garden and they need to be plucked out. The beautiful part is it's your garden and you can grow whatever you choose. Seeds of success, health, abundance, love. There's no limit. There's no limit to what you can grow in your garden. If you've never planted a garden before, then maybe you're not aware of the extreme abundance in a garden. One tomato plant can provide you almost all the tomatoes that you need for the whole summer. One fruit tree makes enough apples for the whole neighborhood. So grasp on to the natural abundance that is everywhere and seek to plant good seeds in your garden that will produce good and nourishing fruit, because it's your garden. So thank you for taking this journey with me. Thank you for learning the power of what if. It is a powerful self-hypnosis technique. You can just create. As you narrate, you create. As you speak, you create. So speak life and goodness into your world. And I do want to also take this moment to invite you to Wellness Wednesday, because if you can imagine what your life would look like if you were hypnotized once per week to truly upgrade your habits, crave healthy food, resist easily sweets and other sugary temptations, to crave your favorite exercise, what would your body look like? What would your life look like? How would you feel about that person staring back at you in the mirror? And I know not everyone is available at 1 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays, but if you happen to be, then please join me, because Wellness Wednesday is a group hypnosis membership program over Zoom. There's no commitment. There's no accountability. You simply pop in for that 45 minutes or so, and allow your mind to be programmed with health and wellness. And then you can see the results, just like dominoes, starting small, but then knocking over big obstacles in your life, clearing the path so that you can finally have the health, the self-image, the confidence, the naturally healthy habits that can help your life to be amazing. you know, there's no right way that I can say this is for me and it must be for you. But the one thing that is universal is that we have a mind. We have a mind and we can be intentional about programming it. And recognize this, if you're not programming your mind, if you're not weeding your garden, someone else is planting seeds in your garden and they may not be producing the fruit that you want in your life. It's up to you to be intentional, whether that means signing up for Wellness Wednesday and enjoying the free trial, or tuning into more content like this, or going to bed every night with a self-hypnosis recording, or maybe it's reading some positive affirmations, or designing and memorizing your definite major purpose. There are so many ways to upgrade the programs that are running the show in our mind. And I just find that hypnosis is the easiest way. It's just the easiest way. I mean, I haven't found anything else that works quite as quick with the least amount of effort. It's just utilizing what we already have. It's like we're looking for all these answers that are outside of us. And yet our creator gave us an incredible mind. And we get to decide where we put our attention. So I hope that this was a blessing for you today. If you do want to check out Wellness Wednesday, just adriannehart.com. The first post there is all about Wellness Wednesday and all the benefits. So I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Be there. That would be amazing. Otherwise, I'll see you on the next episode. Much love.